highlighting the topics that affect agriculture nationwide. It's the AgNet Weekly with Sabrina Halverson, brought to you by AgNet Media. And now, here's this week's featured conversation.
This week, we're talking with Jacqueline Hurd, the CEO and founder of IncoChem Inc. She's a person I'm incredibly impressed with, who has built this ag tech business at a time when it's hard to build any business. And she's also a woman who has made her way through what is still a male-dominated industry. We'll chat about that as well. I'm Sabrina Halverson, and this is the AgNet Weekly. All right. Well, I know a little bit about Inco, but for our listeners' sake, tell me a little bit about your company and what you do and who you partner with.
Inco was founded about 6.5 years ago with the idea of bringing innovation to the crop protection sector. So as you know, crop protection is one of the key drivers for improved yield. And globally, there is never been a more critical time in needing to find more sustainable and better ways to improve crop yields to enhance food security. So we set out with the mission to bring innovation that allows us to discover and develop new crop protection chemistry, chemistry that allows us to protect farmers' fields against injurious pests, bring things to the market faster and at a lower cost. And also, the most important thing is bringing products that are not Me Too, that are differentiated and really address some of the key needs that farmers have on their farms.
And so there are a lot of aspects to your company and to what you do, and quite a few things that I want to talk about. And like I said, I'm just really excited to have you here. I want to start out, if we could talk a little bit about what your company is doing to help meet this need of the growing world population. We have heard several times about having to feed so many people by 2050. Let's expand on that a little bit and tell me how Inco is helping.
How we're helping, in a very concise, way of describing, is that we're really supporting more sustainable and productive food ecosystem. And the way we're doing that specifically is through the discovery of novel small molecule chemistry to protect crops against the devastating effects of pests and disease. And as you know, it's the single biggest lever for improving crop yields is to protecting them against diseases. Because just like humans, humans get sick and so do crops. And so you need to be able to control the diseases that break out on a farmer's field. And so it's something that is so critical to farming. Farmers would definitely agree that it's an absolute requirement and non-negotiable in terms of its need. And we're trying to bring bigger impact to that and try to help improve the sustainability and productivity of food production systems globally.
So just the fact that this is a startup in the ag tech universe, if you will, is pretty big because it's not an easy industry to get into.
Correct.
And the last 6 years, 7 years, last 10 years have not been easy years to start a business at all, much less in agriculture. What are some of the things, that challenges that you have overcome and really, gotten through to get to this point?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting time for agriculture, but I think there's an awareness of its criticality. I think one of the things that we've addressed is really, when you think about small startups in the agriculture space, often there's a long development cycle from the time that you start to bring your innovation, discover the innovation and then bring it to the market. And so one of the ways in which we have overcome that challenge of just a long development cycle is by, first of all, having a great story that describes the impact that we're going to have as a bigger company. So we were able to raise a large amount of capital. In the last little over a year, we raised $80 million for a Series C. And so I think we've had the capital to bring, our innovation forward. But even with that amount of capital, you have to address the timelines to bring things to the market. And so the way in which we've addressed that timeline is really by having a very collaborative business model. So we work with the big multinationals in the space, trying to help bring innovation and products into their pipeline that are differentiated. And so we've had several partnerships announced, including with Bayer and Syngenta. We work with Nufarm and also the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on these innovations. And so I think that more collaborative business model that allows us to monetize some of our asset at various stages during their development process allows us to generate revenue at the same time as we're bringing forward products all the way, you know, to commercialization and to the market.
And then all of this is huge on its own. I want to make a point of that, that all of this is significant just from the business aspect, from the agriculture aspect. But also we just had National Women in Ag Day, which was March 24th. And in other industries, we see a lot of women CEOs and we see more women leaders, but still agriculture hasn't reached that point yet. And so you are a role model and really, as a female leader in this male-dominated industry. And can we talk about that a little bit and what that means to you?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, one of the things that has been true about me and my career is I decided very early on that I was going to work in the agriculture space. And so I'm a scientist by training. And after, you know, getting a PhD, I went and to a small startup because I felt I was just sort of very entrepreneurial. I always say that I think being an entrepreneur is a personality trait. And then it's what skills do you bring to the table to enable you to be more entrepreneurial? And so I was a scientist. And then through working at a startup and then moving into a big multinational where I worked for 12 and a half years, I really honed those skills and brought a business aspect. So the scientific background, but then the business aspect. So I think being completely focused and dedicated, every career move I've made in my life has been toward bringing innovation to the agriculture sector. So I've been very true to what I saw as my mission from the get-go, and then have used being entrepreneurial as a means to, you know, take calculated risks, but also then honing in on my skills in business, which has actually allowed things to really open up for me in terms of leading organizations to bring this innovation forward. And I have to say it's incredibly rewarding, very fun. I love building organizations, and having that focus has been excellent. And it's a really, really fun job, what I do.
More than likely that you enjoy it so much also helps, I think, with success as well. At least I find that to be true in my career too.
Oh, absolutely. I hope it's essential. Yeah, because you need to spend a lot of time doing it.
True. And also, you know, I'm a huge believer in mentorship, and I know that you are very involved in other female-driven communities. What things do you do, and how are you helping to empower other women in ag and ag tech?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that everything from how I mentored people when I was leading R&D organizations at multinationals, but also just in the support of, you know, women in agribusiness. I love to engage with women entrepreneurs. And when I was doing venture capital, you know, I also really engaged and loved helping women entrepreneurs be more successful, you know, in their efforts.
If I can put you on the spot for a minute here, I'm going to put you into a situation that I faced. It was last November, and I was moderating a discussion on women in agriculture, but in farm broadcasting, which is what I do. And the first question I had during our session was from a man who came in and asked, why do women need to have a session like this? Why are you even having this session? If I were to ask you why, you know, why support women specifically in these roles, what would you say?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, it's not unlike growth of in a sector. So for instance, when you think about agriculture in general, you probably have realized that even when you think about venture capital coming to the ag sector, when I started at my first startup, there was no venture ecosystem in agriculture at all. So then you saw the entrance of large capital. It was sometime after, you know, Monsanto bought Climate Corporation for close to $1 billion. And that was something that sort of, I think, catalyzed increased investment in the sector. When you saw that, it took a while for there to be growth and maturation in the quality of the entrepreneurs that were coming, that were investable in the space. And so I feel like with women too, with the being a somewhat of a male-dominated industry, that it is, we're just sort of in that growth phase and that maturation. And I'm quite confident that women more and more will want to take on the challenges in the agriculture space. So I feel like there's a little bit of a lag in the maturation of women as founders and entrepreneurs coming forward. And so just like it was so important for big companies and different venture capital firms to really support innovation in the sector with financing and with their roles and boards of growing the entrepreneurs in this space to be better and better, the same thing needs to happen for women. So I think that it's critically important to provide that support, to provide mentorship. And then, you know, more and more, I think women will see successes and that will breed additional success and support for women going forward. I just think it's a wonderful place to encourage women to have an impact in and to be passionate about. And so I think it is a reflection of just the immaturity, but yet the growth of innovation and startups in this sector.
Yeah, kind of along that line, but speaking as a whole now, as we look at the future of ag innovation, what would you say to anybody up and coming now, the younger generation that is looking at this and saying, yes, I think maybe that's what I want to get into? What advice would you give to them?
I would give them the advice of trying to take as many opportunities to broaden your experience base. So, you know, I started a startup, I went to a huge multinational, I learned in each change in my career, while it was all always very focused on crop agriculture, each of those opportunities, I learned so much about what it takes to bring innovation to the market. So I would just say embrace challenges. If you have opportunities to make career moves where you can actually learn something else that makes you a better entrepreneur, to do it. Because I think those experiences, whether it was going to get my MBA or doing venture capital or working in a huge multinational leading large R&D, each of those experiences has been very formative and helping me be more well-rounded in terms of being a successful CEO in this space and founder.
So those are all the questions that I had for you, but I wonder if there's any final thoughts or anything else that you would like for our listeners to know, either about you or about your business or thoughts for the future.
I think just, no, I mean, I think I thank you very much for your interest in ENCO and your interest in women in agriculture. I think it's such an important time to bring innovation into this space and to supporting all types of entrepreneurship, and diversity of thinking and thought is critical. So thanks for bringing additional awareness to the space.
Thank you again to Jacqueline Hurd, CEO and founder of ENCO. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you click that subscribe button. I'm Sabrina Halverson for the AgNet Weekly.
Continue the conversation online by following Sabrina Halverson on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. And get more agricultural news at southeastagnet.com and agnetwest.com. This has been the AgNet Weekly from AgNet Media. Thank you for tuning in.